Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And welcome to Overnight America. It's a long week. You know, this whole week felt like a year, didn't it? We're all trying to make do with what we got. We're all trying to adapt to the way things have changed as of late. And we're hoping that it's not like this forever, and I don't think it will be. But welcome to the show. You can reach us on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. If you're on Facebook, this would be fun for you to like the show, Ryan Recker Radio, right on there. We have some great guests that are lined up with us a little bit later in the hour. Sally Greenberg is the executive director of the National Consumers League, talking about some misleading claims of CBD manufacturers. It drives me crazy when I see these false claims out there, just like that one televangelist that got in trouble here in Missouri for trying to sell the miracle cure against the coronavirus. This stuff drives me crazy, and of course he got fined for it. And the CBD industry is doing some similar things, so we'll talk to her about that, some warnings for consumers. But joining us now is a national expert in stress reduction and also ways to boost your immune system in this time to try to stay healthy, Dr. Alok Treventy. Thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's a time where certainly a lot of people are stressed. I mean, they're stuck in. They don't exactly know what they're going to be doing. The uncertainty of not knowing how long this will last for. People are being let off, let go, furloughed, you know, all kinds of stressful things. They can't see family members. They can't travel. They're canceling. You know, kids aren't going back to school. All of these things kind of compile into one. It is an awfully stressful time in America. And as a national expert in stress reduction, how do you counteract all of those things?
It's a great question. It is. It's a tremendously stressful time in this, in our environment right now. But I think one of the most important things we can do as a society and individually is to stop and breathe, right? Just to take a step back and reevaluate what we're really looking at. I always like to say that our health is dependent on how we think about our environment. And if we fill it with continuous fear, like I'm going to get, you know, COVID or I'm going to die, then the truth is that you create more stress in your life. And the majority of us are not going to have that scenario. That's the reality. Mm-hmm. The majority of us are not. And if you focus on that, you take care of yourself and love yourself and love the family members that are around you, chances are you're going to be okay through this. So focus on the things that you can control, not the things you can't.
Yeah, we have to put some of this into perspective because we don't want people to be careless. But if you look at this on a grander scale, all things considered, once we get to the final numbers of this, 99.5% of people in America will be just fine. They'll be able to recover from this and they won't die from the coronavirus. But there are people that have underlying issues. There's people up there in age. Their immune system is having a hard time fighting this. You know, this is probably a good time to re-examine the things we're doing for our own immune system in order to make sure it's up to snuff at this point? What are some of those things? Because you look at this side of it, too, the immune system staying healthy. What are things Americans living at home right now trying to figure out things to do? What kind of things can they invest in themselves in order to boost their immune system?
So important, Ryan, to make sure that you stay hydrated. Not Cokes, not sodas, not coffees, but water. Just straight water. And if you can afford to buy pH water, it's highly recommended during this time. Because water is going to make sure that you flush out your system and you flush out your body of any type of toxins that are building up inside. And toxins open the door for viruses to breed ground. So what that means is that if you're toxic, there's a higher probability of you being able to get sick.
Mm. You said pH water, by the way. You're talking to some guy from St. Louis that's cheap. Never heard of pH water. So what is pH water?
pH water is really where they alkalize the water. Alkalizing your system helps boost your immune system. There's a lot of reports on it, but the truth is that if you look at it, it doesn't hurt you. You don't want to overdo it, but most people are acidic, and when you're in an acidic body style, and our diets are primarily acidic, it causes our body to actually break down. And just to let you know, I went to school in St. Louis, so I'm very familiar with the St. Louis crew.
Oh, right. I love hearing this. Where'd you go to school?
I went to school at Logan College of Chiropractic. That's where I started my journey.
Awesome. You know, this is what people have been saying, too, about this, because good old tap water, at least what the cities mostly put in it, they have a little bit of that chlorine, which would kill any of the chemicals or whatever would be traveling, coronavirus, for example. So even times like this, good old tap water is also not bad.
Absolutely. I'm not going to deny that, right? I think that it's important to just make sure you're staying hydrated. Half your body weight in ounces is a good place to start. It's going to do, like, stay away from the sugars and the processed water, processed drinks, excuse me, the Cokes, the sodas, the Sprites, all that stuff. Right now, just give yourself a break. Allow your body to be. This is a great opportunity, honestly, if you stop and think about it, to really take charge of your health and reevaluate how you're living. And if it's not, if you have any question about how, if you are really healthy, this is the time you get to reevaluate and make those changes for yourself long term.
Dr. Alok Trivedi joining us here on Overnight America. Is a lot of the boosting your immune system just basically your dietary choices?
It's not. It's so much more than that. It's the way you think. It's the way you move. I'll give you an example. Like, in the exercise and the fitness world, high-intensity training has gained a lot of information and traction with respect to weight loss and things like that. Super important, of course. I'm not saying no. But honestly, right now, oxygen is the most important thing. Oxygen is the most important element of our body. So just going on a walk, a simple walk, 20, 30 minutes, 3 to 4 times a week, is extremely important because it's going to bring oxygen into your body. It's going to drain the lymph system and allow your body to detoxify, heal, and rejuvenate much faster.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I didn't realize how many people lived in my neighborhood. Well, I know there's homes there, and I know people live in those homes, but everyone's out walking. Everyone's got a dog. I didn't realize how many dogs were in our neighborhood up until now when you look out the window, and there's someone else walking by, and there's someone else walking by. It's almost like you can keep a counter. You can see some of the same people doing this, but you see a lot of new faces. They're taking advantage of this time outside, getting the exercise. Inadvertently, boredom may have helped boost their immune system.
It really does, right? Like, and stop and think about it, right? Ryan, like, look, everybody quietly, innately, in their head wants to take a vacation. Everyone stops and says, man, if I didn't have to go to work for a month, what would I do with my life? Everyone says that, right? Man, I'd love to not go to work for a month. Well, look, now it's forced upon you. Now there's other stresses that come along with that. But this is what many people wanted. And so you've got the opportunity to kick back, read a book, go study something, go learn a new language. Or, you know, YouTube has all the information you want, all the videos you want, to learn something new, try something new. Go walk, go exercise, change the way you've been living so you can live a better life.
Dr. Trivedi, by the way, if people wanted to look you up online, where can they find you?
Yeah, the easiest way is Dr. Alok, ALOK.net.
Perfect. All right, so part of this, too, is it's not just the adults that are worried about all of this. It's the kids. Because, number one, they could see and react to the way their parents are stressed out during this time. But they got their own, you know, social circles, and they're cooped up inside the house, and they don't quite understand always why they can't go to their friend Becky's house and, you know, go to the mall or whatever those things are. So how do you manage the kids of all ages at this point when it comes to the stress?
So important. I think it's so important. Like, with our children, they're going to reflect how we respond. So if you're stressed out and freaked out, their bodies are going to pick up that stress. Even if you don't say it, they're going to feel your stress. So it's important when you're around your kids to make sure that you take some 10 deep breaths before you go talk to them about anything. Number one. Number two, I would make sure you check your facts. Don't go in like, oh my God, this is, you know, New York is going under. It's like, don't go saying stuff like that, because your kids are going to get scared. And what they're not thinking about themselves necessarily. They're thinking, oh my gosh, mommy and daddy are going to leave me. So it's so important for our kids to understand all the information. And the third thing I recommend highly, Ryan, is to make sure that your children are doing the things that they love to do. For example, if they love soccer, let them go play soccer. Let them go do projects on soccer. Let them watch YouTube videos on soccer. If they love crafts, let them do more of that, because it's going to keep their focus on things that they love to do and be distracted from all this chaos in their life.
Yeah, there is a lot of chaos, and it's tough when you watch the news or you hop on the internet and you see a news story, most of it being negative. You know, there are some things that we could look at as positive indicators that this is not going to last forever, because it won't last forever, and we're all hoping we can get back to normal. You know, when Ohio and Indiana and all them, they're announcing that they're going to close school downs for the rest of the year, and, you know, e-learning and this and that. Some kids are at the age where they're worried, oh man, what's going to happen with college next year? There's just so much uncertainty. Mm-hmm. So kids of all ages having issues with something like this. They're just hoping to get back to normal. So one more time, Dr. Alok, where can people find you online?
DrAlok.net. That's A-L-O-K.
That's easy enough. And what do you do every night to wind down? Do you have any stress reduction tips before you go to bed?
I do, actually. Thanks for asking. Yeah. So I make sure I spend 10 minutes quietly meditating just before I go to bed. And I'm going to ask you, I'm tell you the truth. Between 10 and 10:30, I'll sit and watch a sitcom from Modern Family to Big Bang Theory to The Office. I'll just decompress. My day's pretty intense. I'm still at the office. I've been going since I had a radio show at 6 a.m. this morning, and I've been going all day. So I go home from 10 to 10:30. I literally watch some brain-dead TV. And 10:30, I count. I'm not joking. That's what I do. If people are like, what? Like, you all do all this, you're the expert in all this, but you watch Big Bang Theory? How can you not? I love Sheldon. I can't help it.
But, are you like everyone else watching The Tiger King?
No, you know, I don't even know what that is. Someone told me about it. I'm like, this tiger. I don't know what this is. I'm too busy.
Oh, it's crazy, man. Well, eventually everyone's going to watch everything on the internet because they're just limited, and that happens to be the hot thing right now. I think a lot of people do watch that before bed to try to catch up after the kids go to sleep. Not a kid-friendly docu-series or anything like that. Well, that's actually some pretty good tips, you know, just watch something mindless to wind down and get your body prepared for bed. Not too many people take that time anymore.
Yeah, and I think the final thing, and I think this is probably one of the most powerful things I do, is just go through your day. And from the positives and the negatives that you have in the day, just count 30 gratitudes, 30 things you can be grateful for being alive and having that experience of that day. And that usually changes your mind and puts your mind at a great state of calmness before you go to bed.
You know, I think one of these things I'm grateful for is our time here together today. That was very nice. People can go to your website. You said Dr. Alok, DrAlok.com. Is that right?
.net.
.net. I'm sorry.
So I have to go with .net.
Oh, did they? Someone had to swipe in there. You know, people are good at doing that, aren't they? DrAlok.net, Dr. Alok Trivedi, talking about some tips to boost your immune system and reduce stress. Thank you so much for coming on to Overnight America tonight.
Hey, thanks, Ryan. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And he joins us on the TDK Technologies guest line. He's a hard worker, man. He's still in the office working hard. It may be his own home office, I'm not sure. But anytime you work like this, you know you're working hard. And he's got to be on the East Coast because he mentioned 10 to 10:30. This is his wind-down time, but he still wanted to spend some time in his old stomping grounds of St. Louis. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
Listening to KMOX has never been easier.
Siri, play KMOX.
Just that easy. Today would have been the opening day for the St. Louis Cardinals, and we would be remiss to mention that, yes, we are a little sad, but we found ways to celebrate. You know, we got to keep a high spirit up, so people were wearing the Cardinals jerseys, the shirts, the shoes, the socks, the St. Louis Cardinals underwear. They were wearing them all today. And there's an awesome video that's been posted on the KMOX Facebook page of them throwing the ball around. I don't know if you saw that. Worth your time to go see it if you can. I posted a photo of myself here in the home studio wearing the Cardinals jersey, and I'm about to post a picture of producer Mike, who also had that up in the studio wearing it right now. As far as I know, he didn't change out of it. He could be walking around shirtless. There's no one else in the studio right now. And I was shocked to find, because of all the different Cardinal songs that are out there, I was shocked to hear producer Mike's favorite Cardinal song was a remake of a Taylor Swift song he found on YouTube.
We remember when you doubted us the first time, saying this is it, you've had enough. Because, like, we hadn't won a game in 2 weeks when you said you needed space.
What?
Then you came around again and say, Cardinals, you're winners and you're going all the way.
Actually, this is really catchy. I kind of like this.
Since opening day, I say, let's do this. We high five, you fist bump, I'm with you.
I forgot what year this was. I think it was 2012.
We're telling you, we are going to win the World Series. We are going.
Oh, man, they really hit the high note there.
Series, we are.
Well, that was perfect. I can see why you like this. It's very catchy, producer Mike.
World Series, we are.
Perfect. You know, I can just listen to that on a loop. Should we just, like, loop that and play it?
We are queen.
So there's so many different things I can do in a home studio. I don't know why that's so addicting, but of course the song everyone was playing today. Here's one from Dwayne Hilton posted up online. This is just really what anyone wants to hear right now. Another video I saw posted on social media was someone took their dog, and the dog was hooked up to some sort of like harness, and the dog was pulling a cart to make it look like it was the Clydesdales that happened on opening day. It was actually really cool. I don't know why I liked it so much. I thought it was great. So, you know, let's be honest. We're cooped up, you know? We're cooped up. We're looking for positive things. We're looking for all of the different things that could give us a little bit of relief from being inside. And opening day was one of those, even if we have to pretend it's opening day. We're not perfect, but still, we can have fun. We know how to do it. People were posting videos and photos up. And if you want to see my photo in the studio wearing my jersey, which, by the way, Ryan Recker Radio is the Facebook page you can look up right now. If you want to guess who I'm wearing, you can type it in. Anyone that's listened to the show knows I have two Cardinals jerseys I rotate in and out, and you probably know who those two people are that I have, so you would have an advantage if you're a longtime listener of the show. But go ahead, you know, go and guess what jersey I'm wearing on my Facebook page. I've already posted it on the Twitter, but go, you know, Ryan Recker Radio on Facebook. We got a lot of guests scheduled for tonight. So coming up in about, 6 minutes from now, Sally Greenberg is the executive director of the National Consumers League, talking about false and misleading claims by CBD manufacturers. This drives me crazy. You know, who was the televangelist here that got in trouble for saying, oh, what we're going to do is sell you the miracle cure for COVID-19. You know, very misleading in what they were trying to do to make money. And that was shut down by the attorney general very quick, as it should be. Anytime you see these things pop up, just drives you crazy. So anytime there's these false or misleading claims that could actually be detrimental to your health, it's good to point them out. And that's where Sally Greenberg is going to join us in the next segment. Dr. Jeff Guskey, at the start of the next hour, is an ER physician. He's going to come in to discuss what he's seen on the front lines right now trying to fight COVID-19. Wow. If you're working in a hospital, you are an angel on earth right now. The things that I'm sure you're dealing with, you're putting your own health at risk because you're working around the clock. You're going away from your families because there's so much need for that. And you look at these hot zoned areas, the New Yorks of the world, that need it right now, desperately need all hands on deck. God love you, because man, they're calling people back from retirement just because they need all they can get, and they're afraid it's going to get worse. So we're going to actually talk to an ER physician. Let's get into the front lines there, and let's figure out what his thoughts are, and also give you some updates from a press conference from earlier today. A couple of procedural things Interesting enough, they talked about getting the checks out faster, the stimulus checks. They talked about how they're going to handle the small business loans and what people can qualify for. A couple of good moments, too, from President Trump. We'll get to that all in the course of this show. So if you want to text in, you can. I got the text messaging up and running at 314-436-7900. You can also call 800-925-1120. We're probably not going to take any phone calls with Sally Greenberg coming up, but we will take some more of your calls coming up soon. Don't go anywhere. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
And Overnight America continues, and we got a show for you tonight. We're going to, again, talk to Jeff, Dr. Jeff Guskey. He's an ER physician. We'll get a take what it's like on the inside. Also, a little bit later in the show, an update from today's press conference, another two-hour one. Seems like the Trump administration with his coronavirus task force has really been answering as many questions as they can, and they're getting as much information as they out on a daily basis. It's pretty remarkable, all things considered, how much time's been spent just interacting with the press, but I think how important it is to inform the people of what's going on, and that's kind of what we're doing here tonight, is joining us the executive director of the National Consumers League, talking about some of the misleading claims of CBD manufacturers during this time where we're trying to figure out how we're going to treat this COVID-19. Sally Greenberg, thank you so much for coming on to KMOX.
Hey, it's my pleasure. Good evening, everyone.
Yeah, it does drive me crazy when there's these claims, and we've seen different attorney generals step in and say, no, you can't do this, because misleading claims can lead people to make decisions that would be bad for their health. And this is something we cannot afford right now. So can we talk about some of the things that you've seen when it comes to these manufacturers?
Yes, for sure. Well, one of the areas we're focusing on is the explosion of CBD products on the marketplace. So a couple of months ago, we were talking about CBD and how it wasn't proven therapeutic benefits, and it's all over. You know, you go to your drugstore, you go to your grocery store, you go to your specialty shops, and you see CBD everywhere. It's just exploded in the last, I don't know, 2.5 years. And what we are, as a consumer organization, saying is there's no proven therapeutic benefits to these CBD products. There is only one approved CBD product that is a pharmaceutical and has gone through the clinical trial process. And otherwise, everything you're getting is it's a wild west out there. What can I say?
Yeah, and gas stations have them. They're practically on the side of the road. Almost everywhere you look, someone's trying to push something else. It's got some kind of wild packaging on it. I don't understand personally why people take that risk to get it. They just assume it's safe. Maybe that's part of the assumption that if it's on the shelf, it's safe. However, some of the claims that are being made by some of these companies, too, pretty outlandish, and that's something you've been tracking.
Yeah, for sure. And you know what? It is interesting that American consumers have confidence that if anything's on the shelf and sold in our drugstores, in our grocery stores, in our specialty stops, and I even saw some muffins that had CBD in them.
No.
And you got to wonder a little bit about that. And, you know, pet stores and pet products have CBD in them, and none of them have any proved therapeutic benefit. So you do have to wonder why all this stuff is on the shelf. So just a word to the wise, just because somebody's on the shelf, something's on the shelf in our drugstores, our grocery stores, does not mean that somebody has vetted it and tested it and made sure it's okay for us and it's safe and it actually works. And that's a popular misconception we see among consumers. And there's something nice about it because there's an assumption that we in the United States have all this protection from our federal consumer protection agencies. And the fact is, that isn't really how the world works. And so our job as a consumer advocacy organization, we're private, we're not part of the government. We vet all these products individually, but we've been around since 1899. And our job really is to blow the whistle on products that are mislabeled, are deceiving consumers, are engaging in fraudulent practices. And we take that responsibility very seriously. We've looked at the CBD products, and now it's kind of the perfect storm. You've got CBD products, which were never approved or proven to be therapeutically beneficial to patients if they're over the counter, and we have COVID-19. And so a lot of these unscrupulous marketers have come forward with products that consumers have no idea what's actually in them. They're on our shelves, they're available for sale, and consumers are really guinea pigs in this whole process, and that's where we come in.
You know, you're the executive director of the National Consumers League, Sally Greenberg. Here's some advice if you're thinking about writing a book, because you said misconsumption. I love that word. Like, it's a mix of consumption and misconception. That's perfect for what we're talking about here. Misconsumption. I love it. So maybe that could be your book title if you ever decide to write one. I do want to talk to you about some of these cases that are misleading. Is it rare to find these misleading claims, or is it do you just see it all over the place?
Well, we really do. And you know, if there's a buck to be made by falsely labeling a product, we've got thousands of marketers out there and manufacturers out there who will make a buck. Yes, they're in the minority. By and large, most business people are scrupulous and they care about their reputation and their brand. But there's always going to be a percentage of folks out there who are going to ply the consumer with products that have no therapeutic benefit and in fact can be dangerous for them. So what we say is that none of these over-the-counter CBD products promising, you know, COVID immunity, COVID relief, and there's nothing at this moment in time. I'm sorry to say there's no cure for COVID. There is no treatment. There is no vaccine. We will get there. We will have all that within the next year. But any of these products that are claiming to protect you against COVID are false and misleading, and they're in violation of federal law. So, so the FDA has sent 13 warning letters to the most egregious violators. And among the violators are, they claim this is the COVID crush. This is the cure for COVID. This is literally in the warning letters that the FDA has sent out. They've sent out 13 since March 6th. And it's unusual for this federal agency to send a letter out. It's in the most egregious claims that are made. It can cure cancer. It can prevent you from being exposed to COVID. It can cure ALS and Parkinson's and AIDS and anything else that ails you. These are not above board marketers and promoters of products, but, you know, consumers buy them by the hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. And it's our job to say, stop, look, and listen. These are not legitimate products. And if I might, there's another message point that I would like to share with your listeners.
Sure,
and that is,
yeah,
the federal government has approved a huge package, and a lot of money is going to be coming into consumers' pockets. And the scammers will be out there en masse. So the warning signs are, never believe if someone calls you and says they're from the IRS and threatens you with a lawsuit. Anyone who says your Social Security number is going to be deactivated unless you do X, Y, and Z, put money on a gift card. If you're being asked to wire money, put money on a gift card. If a federal agency supposedly is calling and threatening you with imprisonment, that is a scam. And we want to warn all of your listeners that the scammers will be out like crazy. Yes, there's a lot of great legitimate businesses in America, but there's a tiny slice of those who are going to take advantage of consumer vulnerability. This is a very, very difficult time in American history. I think we can all agree we've never experienced anything quite like this. The unemployment and the fear of disease and the fear of contagion. And so we're all vulnerable. We're all scared. Mm-hmm. But we got to stick together. We got to go with the good guys. We got to recognize who the good guys are, and we got to understand who the bad guys are. We're going to try to steal your money. We're going to try to scam you into buying products that are not, don't have any therapeutic benefit. And you know what? The media is critical in getting this message out. So we can't thank you enough for letting us have a few minutes of your time.
Yeah. As the executive director of the National Consumers League, you mentioned a bunch of things there. So if people wanted to look you up online and read up on some of these things, where can they find you?
Sure, of course. We're at nclnet.org, and we have a special section. I'll say that again, nclnet.org, one word, special section on COVID-19. And we also have the number four, safecbd.org, which is about these CBD/COVID prevention products that are being marketed on the internet, on the social media as being cures and preventions. Don't believe it. There's nothing out there at the moment. We will get there, but there's none of these drugs are approved. Don't waste your money on them. Spend time being inside, sheltering inside, or taking a walk outside. The best immunity boost is sunshine.
Yeah.
It builds your vitamin D. Best thing you can do for yourself is get a little sunshine if you can get outside.
I love it. You know, you're right. With some of the claims, man, they basically will claim everything. Essentially, they can say that you, by taking this, you could even time travel. You know, they'll throw anything out there that makes sense. And you're right about the scammers.
Absolutely.
This is what I'm really worried about, because this happens all the time when there's disasters and there's some sort of funding that's set up for people that are victims. And what happens? These scammers come in and they say, you know, I'm here with X agency. Give me all your information. That's the only way you're going to get your stimulus check. And then, you know, people that fall prey to this stuff, they get scammed out of their money that the government would be sending to them because they think it's a legitimate organization. It's terrible. Absolutely terrible. You know, don't you wish you can just reach through the phone and, you know, slap these people upside the head, you know, and reach them? I mean, their punishment should be just be so much higher for these people that are scamming. And, you know, it's like hard to disseminate this information so quickly because they're saying that we want to get the money out quick. And, you know, we're going to have to not apply. Do you have to apply if you're on Social Security? How does it work? So many people have questions. They get a phone call from someone that says, oh, we'll take care of it.
I'm confused.
And they think
confused.
That, as long as someone else can do it.
Law degree, and I run a consumer organization, and some of it just makes your eyes glaze over. So the kudos to the American consumer who is working their way through this. This is a really very sobering moment in our history. Millions of people have lost their jobs. They've lost their health insurance. They've lost their lease on life and the American dream. You know, we had unprecedented unemployment numbers. our employment numbers, and unemployment numbers were at their lowest level ever. And this has just thrown us into such disarray. And so we want to be here on the side of the consumer. We can't solve everybody's problems, but we can do some minor help in staying away from scams, going to the places that can actually help you, your local government, your state government, and don't waste your money on fraudulent advertisements and products that aren't going to help you. There's going to be always be people out here who are going to try to separate you from your money with all these checks coming in. This is just a heyday for scammers. So keep your money where it is. Remember, no agency is going to call you and threaten you. No, don't put any money on a gift card ever. Don't wire any money to through Western Union or MoneyGram to somebody you don't know. Don't be very careful when you use these, Venmo and PayPal sites, that whoever you're connecting with is somebody you actually know. These are very difficult and challenging times for all of us, but if the good guys stick together, we can protect consumers, we can protect workers, and we will get through this. As Maya Angelou said, every storm runs out of rain.
And one day,
we will be on the other side of the volcano, and we're Americans, we are tough, we are strong, we're resilient, and this is a very dark time, but it will the skies will lighten soon enough.
Great St. Louis reference with Maya Angelou there. So the website, nclnet.org.
That's wonderful. Okay.
It's good. All right,
okay,
so NCL,
we're on
the roll now. nclnet.org.
Thank
just
you for
one
having
more time.
Us. You know, and by the way, media is really, really important. It takes a village. It takes nonprofit organizations. It takes federal agencies to ensure that people are keeping to the law and not engaging in fraud. It all of us are in this together. Most of us are good guys, so we can't thank you enough for having us on, because your message and the information that we can share with your listeners is so critically important.
Sally Greenberg, thank you so much for coming on to Overnight America.
Thanks for having us. Good night.
Good night. She's the executive director of the National Consumers League. And again, the website, if you wanted to see, because she went through a lot of information there, this could be very helpful for you or some people you know, nclnet.org. When we post this up on the podcast at kmox.com/ONA, I'll post a link to my Facebook page so you can look me up on there, Ryan Recker Radio. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
KMOX's April Voice of Caring Partner is for... This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Hey, welcome back to Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker. So thank you for spending some time with us tonight. You know, we got a couple of minutes if you want to sneak a phone call in. You can do that now. We do have an open phone line at 314-436-7900. Or you can call 800-925-1120. Got a couple of different things I wanted to go through, because we do have another guest right after the news here with Dr. Jeff Guskey, an ER physician, wanting to discuss what they're seeing on the front lines right now. Oh boy. Now, you want to talk about a tough job. That's a tough job. We'll take some updates from the presser earlier today, a couple of new bits of information, what the economy is going to be doing. Apparently, they're going to try to get the checks out even quicker. And when I say checks, that's funding, hopefully by direct deposit. Seems like the first of those now, they say by 2 weeks. So even better. So hopefully you'll start seeing some of that stimulus sooner than later. So we'll play some of that and a couple of other updates about the economy. So, you know, what is afforded to some of these small businesses, how they're going to be able to get a loan, who qualifies for that. More of that information came out today. You know, I saw this one story, and let's go to KMOV really quick, because the headline here from Lauren Traeger on KMOV, there are now new virus testing sites for people at the most at-risk region, and that's what they call North St. Louis right about now.
We really have no idea to the full extent of the problem in North St. Louis, and therefore in the rest of the city, because the fact is that we've only tested a minuscule amount of the population.
Adolphus Pruitt of the NAACP is concerned people in disadvantaged parts of the region may be disproportionately impacted by the coronavirus. That's why he and others are glad testing sites are now opening on the city's north side.
Without having testing, then it does seem like our community is being left behind.
Angela Claibon, CEO of CARE STL Health, says this testing site opening Monday accommodates drive-through testing and is also accessible to public transportation. Oh. They can administer 2,500 tests in the next 2 weeks.
Wow. This is so important for us because our community, they don't have access to go to South County in our BJC. That means they would have to travel via bus and other means of transportation, which place the community at risk.
Yeah, that makes sense. No, that absolutely makes sense. You'd want to have some localized areas in multiple areas set up so you don't have to rely on public transportation. Even though it's still running, they're saying this is not the time, unless it's an emergency, to go out and be using public transportation. 314-436-7900, that's the number, or 800-925-1120. So they're going to have the testing. Let me take a look at this address. It's 5471 Dr. Martin Luther King Drive in St. Louis. So if you kind of know where that area is, I don't know if you're in the North St. Louis area, but when they start on Monday, you have to still call ahead, just like you would do any other testing. They make it so you have to pre-qualify so they know who's coming in. You just can't, it's not like a walk-up clinic or anything like that. So this is a little bit west of King's Highway. And south of Natural Bridge, you know, that's where Dr. Martin Luther King Drive is. So, yeah, that basically it's like a few blocks a little bit west of King's Highway. And, I think that this will be beneficial. I don't think that hiding testing is a good idea. And, of course, it's not. The more testing, the better. And we're starting to ramp those up. You know, even the president was retested. They wanted, he said mostly to just demonstrate what this new test was like. So originally the testing for this, and if you've had to go through it, I'm sorry to try to put this visual in your mind, but I've seen this online where basically they put this long swab and they stick it. And I had no idea how much room was there behind your nostril. It makes it look like it's this giant open area, which makes me wonder, could I really stick my finger all the way in there? Is there that much space for it? Not that I'm going to try or anything, but you know, they got a pretty long swab and they stick this thing in and they got to go all the way back and out. And it's like, oh, it looks so uncomfortable. Like it's going to hit your molars or something. So once they do that, people are, I don't want to. Well, this new type of testing that they're doing, awesome. You know, they can take a quick little, whatever it is. I don't know if it's a swab or whatnot, but they can get this thing done. The president said it took about 14 or 15 minutes to get a result, much different than what they had to do before. They don't exactly know when they're going to get all these tests out. It's still a brand new thing, but that's going to be another game changer for trying to catch as many of these cases as we can. Here's another story from Fox News. Texas City moves to fine people who don't cover their faces outside to protect against the coronavirus. I've heard doctors talk about this, and this is kind of controversial. Some people say that when you go out in public, you should be wearing a face mask, you should be wearing a mouth guard, put a scarf over it, whatever it is. Then I hear people say, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know how? So the way they describe this is that the way the virus is, it's so minuscule and small that the regular scarfs, or if you put a bandana or anything like that, or these low-grade type of you know, like you're going to go paint a room type of masks, have virtually no protection. So if you put a scarf over your mouth, they say it's 0% protection. The virus goes right through it because it's so small, it just travels right through it. But there's arguments that if it's like a liquefied, so if it's on spit or something like that, it could stop the spit from at least traveling into an orifice, but the virus itself would still be able to get through that scarf. And the way they put it this way too, you know those N95 masks? That 95 represents that it could filter out 95% of the virus, right? So if, you know, when you wash your hands, they say, oh, it kills 99.9% of bacteria. Well, those N95 masks basically have a 95% protection against this. And that's why they're so important. That's why they're in such high demand, because they're the ones that are effective. That's why you don't see doctors going around with scarves. Essentially, a doctor with a scarf on their mouth would not give you much confidence that they're going to be able to keep themselves healthy. So a city in Texas is now requiring all residents to wear masks at any time they enter a building that is not their home. And if they don't do that, they risk a $1,000 fine. That's crazy to me, because what that says, it's more about the appearance of trying to fight this thing. It's more of the, you know, I get it, I'm going to try to be in compliance. You know, basically what it says is, because you can see what I put this over my face, it gives you a pretty good indication that they follow the rules. They're probably washing their hands. They're probably self-distancing. They're probably keeping away, and they're not, you know, they're trying to be as good as possible with keeping 6 feet distance with everyone else. But beginning on Thursday, that was today, the Laredo City Council mandated that anyone enter a building or using public transportation or pumping their gas must cover their nose and mouth with a mask, bandana, scarf, or any cloth. Again, not because it's effective, but because the appearance of it is just so powerful. Now, they don't say that, but it's ridiculous that they would fine someone $1,000 when there's so much economic hardship going on that they're going to go out giving $1,000 fines to people for something that won't actually help them prevent getting the spreading this COVID-19. That's so ridiculous. Terrible, terrible use of government funds and resources. They could do so many better things with their time. All right, another hour of Overnight America coming up next. Don't go anywhere, but you can find me on Facebook, Ryan Recker Radio. I hope we can connect on there. Dr. Jeff Gusky is joining us, an ER physician. He's on the front lines. He's going to give us a take of what it's like there next on Overnight America KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.